The glamour of the Oscars is coming to South Yorkshire with a star-studded lineup of Academy Award winners to talk at this year's Sheffield Dockfest. Amongst them, Best Supporting Actress, Academy Award winner Tilda Swinton, filmmakers Michael Moore, Lord David Putnam and D.A. Pennebaker, with all of their fair share of Oscar success. Other big names at this year's 2016 Sheffield Dockfest from June 10 to 15th, as part of the full programme with lineup of speakers and screenings announced today, include absolutely fabulous TV star and now documentarist queen Joanna Lumley, cast director Ken Loach, TV documentary star Louis Theroux, Doctor Who actor and presenter Reggie Yates, cricket legend Freddie Flintoff, and even Crucible snooker icon Ronnie O'Sullivan. And it doesn't stop there. Doncaster-born film producer Mark Herbert, head at the Sheffield-based production company Warp Films, who studied at Sheffield Hallam University and went on to produce Four Lions, Dead Man's Shoes and TV comedy Phoenix Nights, will be another highlight guest speaker. Sheffield Dockfest, based at the city's showroom cinema and other top city centre venues, including the Crucible and the City Hall, is again expected to attract 30,000 filmmakers and documentary fans as a showcase for the very best UK and international documentaries, along with a world-leading programme of interactive media, virtual reality exhibitions and talks. This year, there's a particular focus on artificial intelligence, including an android. My name's Graham Walker, and to tell us all about it and what she's looking forward to seeing most, my guest today is Liz McIntyre, CEO and Festival Director. So Liz, almost too much to talk about. What are going to be the highlights?
Graham, it's lovely to be talking today, and I'm incredibly excited to be talking with you about my very first festival as CEO and director. I mean, in many ways, it's like coming home, because, I mean, I've been long been a fan and contributor to Sheffield Dockfest, either as a documentary lover or a filmmaker or as a commissioner, a panelist, a supporter. So I have a long history with Dockfest, but coming here now to lead my first festival along with the amazing team is a real privilege. So you've outlined some of the goodies, and I'm really delighted and excited to talk about them in a bit more detail. I have a confession to make in the first instance, which is I'm from across the Pennines. I'm originally from Chester, so I've been welcomed across the Pennines into South Yorkshire, so thank you for the warm welcome. But I think, you know, in the very first instance, what is key for me about Sheffield Dockfest is that this is your festival. This is a festival for and by the people of Sheffield, the people of South Yorkshire. This is a festival for everyone to enjoy. I think at its heart, it's about having amazing documentary films and amazing television programmes with incredible stars of documentary, both on screen and off screen, coming together to talk about the art and craft of documentary making, and to share masterclasses with documentary lovers from around the city. So that's very much the positioning of the festival. I think in the first instance, what I wanted to say is I wanted to make sure that everyone, every member of the public can really feel that they are at the heart of the festival. So one thing I'm really delighted to announce this year is the fact that we have a brand new pavilion in the middle of Tudor Square called Dockfest Exchange, which is supported by the Wellcome Trust, which is free and open to all members of the public to come and to meet talent, to hear talks and about documentary, and to get information and tickets for particular screenings, but to have a chance to mingle with documentary talent, ask questions, all for free. I mean, the talks are for free. And also in Tudor Square, I'm delighted to announce that we have a Guardian public screen, screening documentaries for free. So there's a chance for a taster of all the riches of the programme that are available for everyone. Of course, you know, the rest of the programme requires tickets, but it's really, I felt very keen to make sure that there was a real hub where everyone could come together and sample goodies of documentary and documentary talent free of charge, just to sort of kickstart interest, and then get a little taster of what was on offer. So that was very much my philosophy. And I'm pleased to say, Graham, that the brand new DocFest Exchange is actually designed and is designed by a local Sheffield architect, Tony Broomhead, an international award-winning architect. So we're absolutely thrilled to have Tony on board to design this brand new pavilion.
Absolutely sensational. It's like I said at the start, there's almost too much to talk about, but I must talk about the huge names that you bring in this year. You surpass yourself every year. And I'm looking down people here, you know, like I say, like Tilda Swinton. Well, I know that she's here talking about a documentary that she's involved with, but I mean, apart from winning the Best Supporting Actress Academy Award, I think this year she's about to appear in one of the biggest films that we're going to see on the big screen, a new big Marvel blockbuster called Doctor Strange. So there's going to be a massive interest in it, aside from a documentary work. And you look at all the other big names, like Joanna Lumley, for instance. What a great coup.
Well, I think you know, this is a testament to Sheffield the city and to the reputation of Sheffield DocFest, which I'm, you know, I have the privilege of leading for the first time this year. And I think just a couple of things on that. You're right. I mean, there are an awful lot of riches going on for the 23rd year, the 2016 programme, which of course is between the 10th and the 15th of June this year. But to make it simple for any person coming to the festival, I wanted to make sure that it was easy to paint a picture of what was happening, so that you don't feel overwhelmed as well as feeling excited by everything that's on offer. So very much there's a sense there's a film programme, an alternate realities programme, which is the virtual reality and interactive projects. So you can go and see amazing films and be inspired by those. You can go and experience the virtual reality and interactive projects. Then there are a number of talks about those films, about those programmes, by some of the names that you've mentioned, and I'm going to get into a little bit more detail about those in a moment. So you can come and hear those people speak, and then you know, enjoy having enjoyed their films. So I think you know, to help with your navigation of the festival, it's very much that idea of two key programs, films and virtual reality and interactive, and then some talks about those. But and you are, you know, as a member of the public coming, you can dip in, you can choose just to come to a talk, for example Joanna Lumley, or you can choose to come to a number of talks, or you can choose to come to a number of films and talks. So it's entirely up to you how much you want to try, but I certainly do encourage people to try. But yes, as you say, it's really thrilling to have such incredible people coming to the festival. And I think in the first instance, what's lovely is in terms of the opening film and the closing film, to open we have Michael Moore. And of course, we're inviting Michael Moore back. We're thrilled to invite him back to the city of Sheffield because he first came to Sheffield in 1998. So we're thrilled that he's coming back. He's really excited to be coming. And of course, we're showing the UK premiere of his film, and you know, do encourage people to think about coming to see that, where to invade next. You know, you can go to our website anytime to look at how to get tickets there. But what's absolutely fantastic, as well as us having the UK premiere, it's going to be live transmitted to 112 cinemas nationwide across the UK at the same time. So that sense of an epic event is brilliant. And of course, Michael, who is such a fantastic character and game changer, he's going to be coming to talk about the film. And as you say, you've mentioned Tilda. I mean, I last saw her as the White Witch in the Tales of Narnia. And, you know, like with Michael, such a huge fan. And she's such a polymath, you know. She's so interesting in terms of her range of talents. And this is only the second film that she's directed. She's co-directed this. So it's really such a wonderful opportunity to see her documentary directing, as well as, you know, hearing about her other skills as an actor and so on. So it's a great way. You know, she's very politically aware, very socially aware, very artistically aware. So she's a really fascinating avant-garde figure, and it's wonderful to have the chance that she is going to bookend the festival with the closing film. It'll just be such a lovely close to the festival to welcome Tilda Swinton to our city. So that's absolutely great.
You've got the local connections as well. I mean, I'm thinking about Ken Loach, who directed Cass, of course, which was filmed in Barnsley.
Yes.
And then we've got the likes of our Crucible snooker icon, Ronnie O'Sullivan. What's Ronnie doing?
Well, it's a very it's really interesting because, I mean, I've thought, you know, all of us who work in the industry think a lot about the changing landscape of documentary. You know, how sometimes it used to just be a few professional people who were making, you know, one or two, you know, very expensive documentaries back in the day. And of course, what's incredible about documentary now is it means so many different things to so many different people. So all of us in ways are documentarians, whether we're an amateur documentarian or a professional documentarian. So, you know, anything from photographing what breakfast you've eaten in the morning and sending it over to your friend, in a way you're documenting your life. So the discussion around documentary and what that means is very interesting, and where you post that material, whether you're posting it as an amateur online or whether you have a big showcase commission for cinema. So it got me thinking about, you know, who exactly makes documentaries, who exactly watches them, and how are we inspired by them? And it's very, very much a wider reach than it used to be, which I really get excited about. So what was interesting is I was keen to, you know, reach out to as many people as possible to say, give it a go, give it a try, see what you think, and see how documentaries can inspire you in different ways. So I was talking with Simon Hattonstone, the Guardian journalist, who used to run Leeds student newspaper back in the day, by the way, but he had... He ghostwrote Ronnie O'Sullivan's autobiography, and we got talking about Ronnie, and we got talking about the fact that, you know, he's a Crucible man, and it transpires that Ronnie has been and continues to be very inspired by documentaries throughout his life, a sort of desert island docs in a way. And so Ronnie has very kindly agreed to come back to the Crucible to talk about the documentaries that have inspired his life and game throughout his life. So this is very interesting, and a way of seeing how programmes and documentaries can affect us in our lives.
I suppose the other thing here, Liz, as well, is that, you know, when DocFest started out all those years ago, it was very much a meat market, wasn't it, to help the industry. And indeed, I'm told that over £12 million worth of business spend is discussed at this festival. It's a huge, it's hugely important. But there's also a massive appeal now to the public, isn't there? Because documentaries have become the next big thing in terms of, like, blockbusters.
Yeah.
And we see films like Last Man on the Moon, which I know you premiered at DocFest a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. now getting UK theatrical releases. So I guess that the idea of the big names also is it's a nice reward, isn't it, for the members of the public who want to turn up as well.
This is extremely important about the increase and explosion in an interest in documentary. But you mentioned about meat market and marketplace. Marketplace and meat market remain extremely important to Sheffield DocFest, because Sheffield Docfest is about the art and business of documentary making, because it's an industry just as much as an enormous pleasure. However, you're right, having gone on a big listening exercise, talking to members of the public and talking to industry, I've decided to reframe the way that a doc lover can approach the festival, and actually start it as saying, here is an amazing film programme for you to be inspired by, here is an amazing alternate realities programme for you to be inspired by, then you can go to some talks about, you know, by the talent that are in or have made those films and alternate realities programmes. And then, if you're in the industry, you can go and pitch your new idea in Marketplace, in Meat Market, and start the process all again. So it's a self-sustaining model of the birth, you know, of starting with your end result, the end game of these incredible documentaries, then talking about them, and then the birth of the next project in Marketplace. But each are equally important, but I was very keen to reframe how the festival was looked at by starting saying, let's be inspired by the end films, then let's talk about them, and then let's get the next ideas launched. So that those in the industry can both be thrilled to make films, but also have a model for businesses to make sure that they have a sustainable career.
And you've got inspirational local people as well. I mean, we'll talk about the likes of Mark Herbert, for instance, from Sheffield-based production company Warp Films, who studied at Sheffield Alum University. I guess the message there is that, you know, we can actually turn out international award-making filmmakers in Sheffield as well.
Yes. I mean, Mark Herbert is so committed to Sheffield. As you know, Warp Films is based in Sheffield. And I think he is an example of the fact that we should be proud of our local talent, our local Sheffield, South Yorkshire, you know, Northern Powerhouse talent, and that we can be successful locally with homegrown talent that can go global. And Mark is an absolute example of that, you know, working with people like Shane Meadows, as you say. You know, his production slate includes fiction and non-fiction, television and feature film. And the fact that he's able to have such success through being such a warm and talented person and committed to Sheffield is real testament both to Sheffield, but also a demonstration of the fact that local talent is something we should celebrate and support and champion, and all that talent has the ability both to shine locally and also internationally. And interestingly, and it's the first time that we're welcoming Mark to speak at the festival, so we're really thrilled about that. And he is actually going to be in DocFest Exchange, so it's a chance for any member of the public to come and hear him speak, which is great.
Fantastic. I need to mention as well, Liz, that obviously you've got all these great names, but it's based around the City Showroom Cinema, but you've got a lot of other big top city centre venues, including the Crucible, the City Hall, we've mentioned Tudor Square, and I think is it the Millennium Galleries where you've got the VR exhibition?
Yes, that's right, and also we're going to be using the Sight Gallery as well, so we're thrilled to be working with amazing local galleries, stakeholders, and also celebrating local buildings and the beauty of those. So, for example, for the first time this year, we're moving Marketplace to Cutler's Hall. So we're absolutely thrilled about that, because it's a chance for us to show off our buildings.
It gives it a great gravitas, doesn't it? But the thing that really we need just to mention is at the Millennium Galleries, I think where you've got the virtual reality filmmaking, where people can experience things like 360-degree video and pictures, which is what we're experimenting with, actually, in our titles. But, yeah, can you just tell people, will they be able to get the headsets on and actually enter another world?
Yes, we're really looking forward to welcoming everyone to come and try virtual reality and interactive. And we've got some fantastic projects for people to try, to get those headsets on and try. And also, we have the most incredible projects coming, lots of incredible projects coming, but they include the USC Shoah Foundation. Dr. Stephen Smith will be showing a new version of the future archive, where he has recorded material with a survivor of the Holocaust, where future generations can actually hold a conversation and ask that archive image questions, and that individual answers. And this is, I can't wait to see this in the flesh. I've obviously talked to Dr. Smith about it and seen some samples online, but this is a talk that Dr. Smith will be given.
It all sounds amazing, Liz. And I just want to remind people that Sheffield Dogfest is running from June the 10th to the 15th. There'll be lots of information on all our websites and in our newspaper titles. But if people want to kind of book tickets or jump on and have a look at all the masses of things to do and to timetable something out, what's the best place for them to actually look in terms of your website and your social media?
Yes, so have a good explore of our website. Hopefully you've got the details, but it's www.chef.fest.com. All the information of all the wonderful talent that's coming, both directors and front of screen, plus all the filmmakers, plus all the talks and sessions, plus all the films and alternate realities projects that you can come and enjoy. All the details will be on there, looking at what you can book and also the details of what you can come to and see on the outdoor screens as well. So we're really, really looking forward to seeing you there.
Well, we'll have all that detail and more on our websites as well, and we'll be signposting, telling people what to do and what to see and all the highlights and everything else. Liz, listen, we could talk all day, couldn't we? We could write a book about this.
I feel I've only just got started. I'm so excited to share the programme and just very, very much looking forward to welcoming everyone to enjoy all the documentary films and all the alternate realities projects in the city of Sheffield.
All right, Liz. Well, listen, thank you ever so much for your time. I'm sure we're going to catch up and we'll have more discussions up to and through the festival. So thanks for your time, Liz.
Really, it's my pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye, Graham. Bye.